Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Associate Publicist for Carina Press and Carina Doors, Stephanie Zogas. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here, and I'm so excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I'm an associate publicist for Carina Press and Carina Doors at Harlequin. I actually just celebrated my 2-year work anniversary back in June, and I just feel so lucky that my job gives me the opportunity to work with our amazing roster of authors and wonderful influencers like yourself. It's just such a dream to do my job.
Oh, this is so exciting. And you're based in Toronto, right?
I am, yes. So our office is actually right by Toronto's big mall, the Eaton Centre. So that's like one of the best bonuses to working for Harlequin is I always get to go to the mall on the lunch break when we're working from the office. And it's absolutely beautiful. We are on the 41st floor and the views of downtown is just stunning from our office.
That's amazing. I love the fact like you guys have like, you know, work in Canada and you have all these different perks that here in the US we do not have. So I'm always amazed by that. So
thank you. Yeah, no, it's true. And I've been to our New York office before, which is also just lovely. Mm-hmm. And especially being in the hustle and bustle of New York, it's just so cool to be down there. So, and I know we have a UK office. I haven't been there, but that would be a dream to go to. So it's really nice working for a company that has offices spread out across the world. It's very cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, I've been to the New York office and I love it. It's like, it has like, I've been to a couple of events down in New York. They host for influencers and just bookish people. And it's been like a lot of fun. It's one of the things I miss. I no longer live in New York. I live in Chicago. It's one of the things that I miss about it. It's like, oh, I won't be able to go to the bookish events, you know? Yeah. So this is awesome. So let's talk about what should we know when it comes to working with bookstagrammers and influencers. What tips do you share with them? What book reviewers should know about?
That is a great question. Personally, I love working with bookstagrammers, bloggers, reviewers. They are some of the most passionate people I've ever worked with, and their enthusiasm for the romance genre is truly amazing. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm not sure if everybody knows is that Carina Press actually has all of our titles, including our brand new Carina Adores titles, available for request on NetGalley. So the titles are usually up there at least 1 to 2 months before they're set to publish, and our team carefully considers each request that comes through for our titles on NetGalley. So the number one tip I always want to share with book reviewers and influencers is to make sure that their NetGalley profiles are completely up to date and feature working links to all the different channels where they talk about and review books, such as their blogs, Bookstagram, BookTube, podcasts, Twitter, Goodreads, Amazon profiles. Anywhere you talk about books, make sure it's on your NetGalley profile. And also keep an eye on your feedback ratio. I know it's difficult, but try not to let it dip too low because that's definitely something that we take into consideration when we're reviewing all those requests for our books.
I can imagine. I feel like NetGalley is like, it's great to get all the different books and it's awesome, but it's sometimes you get so greedy or you just request a lot of books and you're thinking like, I'm not going to get accepted. And then you get accepted and you're like, oh gosh, you got to work on your feedback now.
That's exactly it. I know. And I'm book reviewing too on there, right? So I still have like at least 2 titles that I read on NetGalley that I need to go in and like upload the reviews to this weekend just because working on the other side, I know exactly how it is. So I want to make sure those reviews are in there definitely before the books publish.
Yeah, so true. So what does your day-to-day look like? What's your day job looks like?
So my day-to-day work is usually a mix of author communications, media and social influencer outreach, campaign tracking, and meetings. The wonderful thing about doing book publicity for Harlequin is that no 2 days are ever the same. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm doing all our, you know, title publicity campaigns, I'm also working on brand publicity initiatives. So I have a ton of variety in what I do. So that's really, really fun. I think one of the most exciting things in my position is that I handle publicity for every single title that's published through our Carina Press imprint, which includes the new Carina Adores Romance line. So that in and of itself always involves executing multi-layered publicity campaigns to make sure our books are on everybody's radar and just to showcase the really talented roster of authors that we have. It's just a really exciting, fun job. So I feel very lucky.
I love your imprint. I love the books that you come out with. And like, it's such a treat to find, you know, imprints that publishes the books that you love to read and just like you continue to be amazed. And so I want to chat a little bit about Carina Adores because that's a new imprint line. So what should readers should expect about this imprint and what books should we pick out from this line?
Yes, the Carina Adores romance line just launched in June, and we're so excited to have it part of the Carina Press imprint family. It is truly where LGBTQ plus characters find their happily ever afters. Mm-hmm. These novels are highly romantic contemporary love stories featuring fresh takes on beloved romance tropes. They are closer to category romance length, so a bit shorter than a full-length novel, but they're filled with heartwarming scenes of characters getting to know each other over witty banter, falling in love, and overcoming central conflicts that aren't focused on the main characters' identities, which is something that's really special for these novels. And the other thing that I love about them is that they're truly guaranteed to leave readers with that warm, fuzzy feeling of romance well done. You just know exactly what you're getting when you pick up a Carina Adores romance.
Mm. And so can you share a few titles that we should check out for this imprint?
Definitely. I mean, obviously, I want to say all of them, but yeah. Narrowing it down, I will give you three that I highly, highly recommend. From our summer releases, I definitely recommend picking up Just Like That by Cole McCade. Mm-hmm. Cole completely sweeps the reader up in his beautiful prose, and I cannot wait to dive into the sequel. So it's Just Like This. So it's the second novel in the Albin Academy series, which is coming out November 24th. And so it's set in this boys prep school. And so this one is featuring two teachers. It's actually an art teacher and the football coach, and they are opposites attract and they're trying to save a student. And I just know it's gonna be wonderful. Cole, when I was picking excerpts for Just Like That, I was highlighting everything because I just wanted to use it all. That's how good his writing is. Mm-hmm. And then the next one from our summer releases that I wanna recommend is Better Than People by Rowan Parrish. Mm-hmm. Rowan's writing is like being enveloped in a warm hug while drinking hot chocolate. It's just so cozy and delicious. And Simon and Jack are just absolutely adorable with each other. And in this book, you also get to meet the hero of the next novel, Our Level Best. So this one is based on Jack's brother, Charlie, who's just a gentle giant. And that book is coming out February 23rd. So the really great thing about those recos is if you dive in now to these summer romances, you get their books in Bowles, you get in November, and then Rowan's you get in the new year. And then the third one, well, it's not technically a summer release, but it will be out by the time this podcast episode airs, is The Love Study by Chris Ripper. Mm-hmm. It's just so charming and funny and honestly has one of the best friend groups I have ever read. And they have a wonderful name that I'm not going to say on the podcast because it has a curse word in it, but it's just so perfect. And you instantly want to be part of this friend group. They're just truly wonderful. And the dialogue is so great. It's told from first person from Declan, who's a commitment phobe. It's his perspective. And he goes on this YouTube dating show and he set up on all these dates and he ends up actually falling for the host, Sydney. And it's just great. Highly recommend it. And this is another one where we have another book in the series coming out later in 2021. This time it's going to be in spring, which is called The Hate Project. So highly, highly recommend picking up The Love Study when it comes out right now.
I love books that turn into series or books that have sequels. Like for me, that is like, it's just catnip. Like I love like the fact that we're like, we can follow up with the characters, we can figure out what happens with them, and we get to fall in love with new characters.
So. I totally agree with you, especially like, I think the one of the best parts about is when a book becomes a series, and even if it's focusing on different couples in each book, you still get like those scenes with their first couple or the first few couples that you met if it's a really long series. And so still getting like those visits with that couple that you already fell in love with is just so special.
Yes, it is. So let's talk about backlist Carina titles. Which authors or books should we pick up?
Oh, there are so many amazing authors. And Karina, that was one of the things where, like, it's so hard for me not to pick up every single book that we have. Like, my TBR is just crazy with Karina Press books, and I love it. So for fans of contemporary romance, I have to recommend Cherish Reid's Hearts on Hold. It's an absolute must read. She delivers an amazingly strong heroine in Professor Victoria Reese and such a swoon-worthy hero in Hot Librarian John Donovan. And if you're not already sold on strong heroine and hot librarian, there's this wonderful storyline where Victoria is actually helping John get his bearings as he's becoming his niece's caretaker. So that's really, really sweet and fun. Another good recommendation for contemporary romance lovers is Playing House, Open House, and House Rules by Ruby Lang. These three contemporary romance novellas make up the Up Down collection, and they are absolutely delightful and set in New York. And New York's one of my favorite places, so I always love getting to read those and feel like I'm right there in Harlem. And then for anyone that's looking for something different than contemporary romance, because that's usually what I'm always reading, I adore the Not Dead Yet series by Jen Burke. That should 100% be on everybody's TBR. And I'm not just saying that because the series is based in Toronto and that like rarely happens in romance novels. These paranormal mysteries follow the same couple over all three books. And if you read just one, which is the first book, which is also titled Not Dead Yet, you will instantly fall in love with the immortal not ghost Wes and hit Hudson, who also happens to be Wes's ex-boyfriend and the lead detective on his latest mission. It's just so good, and it's a wonderful second chance romance, and you just get to watch them really develop their love for each other throughout those three books. And this is another series where it's actually getting a spin-off. So book four is called All Fired Up, so that one's going to be coming out in 2021. So I'm very excited to see what Jen does with that.
I'm excited. I'm gonna buy that one.
Yay.
This is so exciting. I'm always curious of books set in Toronto. That's because it's not a typical romance setting.
Right.
And so I always love it. I think I've been reading the Lindsay Sands series, and that's set in Toronto. And there's like a few others. And I'm like, it's always nice to travel within books. So.
Exactly. Yes. And like, especially when I'm reading books that are set, like, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I tend to read everything that's set in New York, just because I always want to go to New York. But when I read books that are set in Toronto, it's like, I know what they're talking about, I know what they're referencing, and it's very cool.
This is awesome. So let's talk about mass markets. Is Karina doing the mass market maths, or are they still just going to do the regular mass market? And what, they need some love. So which products should they pick up their mass market?
Right now, we are still just doing mass market, but I'm in love with Harlequin's Mass Market Max paperback format. So I'm hoping that we will also make that switch in the near future, because it is a great size. But mass markets are so much fun, even though I feel bad cracking the spine every time I do it. We have so many great book series in a mass market. That's probably one of my favorite things, is that you can just load up yourselves with ours. The first author that I want to recommend for mass market paperback is definitely Adriana Herrera. Her entire Dreamer series is a must buy. It follows four Afro-Latinx best friends as they chase their dreams and find unapologetic happy endings in New York, and it's just incredible. No one writes found family better than Adriana, and I love how she always layers in nuanced explorations of social justice and culture into each of her novels. So that is 100% must buy. Anything by Annabeth Albert. So Karina Press is so lucky to have so many great series with her, especially the Out of Uniform Contemporary Military Romance series, the Frozen Hearts Alaskan Set Contemporary Romance series, and her standalone holiday novel, Better Not Pout, are all available in mass market paperback right now from Karina Press. I love May December romances, so I highly recommend Better Not Pout for anyone looking for a May December Christmas read. It is so good. There's a little bit of like a Santa elf relationship there, because it is this military man who ends up taking on the role of Santa, and there's a younger man playing his elf, and they're just great. Read it. You will thank me later. And then another author and series that I want to recommend is Lucy Parker. Her entire London Celebrity series is so charming. The first book, Act Like It, is actually available in trade paperback right now. But the rest of the series is available in ebook and mass market paperback. And it's so much fun. And that's another series that will transport you from wherever you are to London. And it's so much fun because she does such a good job diving into the behind the scenes action of plays. And the fifth book actually gives you the behind the scenes action of like a morning show. And so that's a lot of fun. And she does such wonderful things with the tropes in it. So definitely pick it up.
I love this. Yeah, I have the whole series. It's like one of those things I'm like, I need to read them. It's been recommended multiple times. And it's just like, there's too many books in my TBR, but I think that may be my next series to pick up just because it's, they sound so good. So.
They're amazing. Let me know what you think of it when you dive in.
I will. So awesome. Let's talk about some anticipated new releases. You mentioned a few that are coming up in the next, and you know, in November and the spring. But what other titles should we be on the lookout for?
So my number one right now that I'm super, super excited for, and I'm so happy it's soon, I don't have to wait too long, is Teddy Spencer Isn't Looking for Love by Rainbow Award-winning author Kim Fielding. It's out December 29th from Macarena Doors Line, and it's an unforgettable romantic comedy following workplace rivals Teddy and Romeo. After being assigned to a high-stakes project together, Teddy is so surprised to discover that his workplace rival Romeo has hidden depths, and there's this amazing undeniable spark between them. He's not going to want to let it go after the project. This title is so good for so many reasons, but one of the things I love about it is truly a treasure trove of romance tropes, because it delivers rivals to lovers, workplace romance, opposites attract, forced proximity, and only one bed. So there is something for everyone in this novel. The next one that I want to recommend and that I'm super excited for is This Is Not the End by Sydney Bell, which is going to be an ebook only title that's available January 11th. Mm-hmm. So this one is a bit of a departure for Sydney Bell, who previously wrote romantic suspense for Carina Press. Mm-hmm. So this one is a bold, it's deeply emotional. It's a polyamorous contemporary romance following married couple Anya and Zach as they explore a new relationship and future with Zach's best friend, Cal. Sydney's writing instantly draws you into this beautiful exploration of what love, family, and happily ever after look like. You will just get lost in it. So I'm really excited to see what reviewers think of this book, because it's just so wonderful. Our entire team is so excited for it. And then the third book that I'm dying for and really want to make sure it's ever on everybody's radar is Serving Sin by Angelina M. Lopez, which is going to be available in ebook and mass market paperback format on February 23rd. So this one is Roman's story and the third book in the Filthy Rich Contemporary Romance series. So I fell ridiculously hard for Strong Silent Roman when I read Angelina's debut novel and the first book in the series called Lush Money. And I cannot wait to see him reunited with his Mexican heiress. He rescued her 12 years ago when she was 18. So now she's 30, and he's going to be her bodyguard again. And I just know it's going to be amazing, because Angelina writes super sexy romance, and she's delivering a reunion romance and the bodyguard romance trope in this novel. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, you just made my day. there's a publishing day, because I was like, I've been looking for this book since I read Lush Money last year. Yep. And then I interviewed Angelina, and I was like, so tell me all about it. And she's like, I'm still writing. And I'm like, write faster.
Right? Yeah. I know. Oh my God, because I worked with her on all three of these novels now. And I've been bugging her for Roman's story for a while. Every time, like, we just connected like a month ago, and I was already like, I'm so excited for Roman's story, because I've been in love with him since Mateo's story. Like, I've been waiting for this one for so long.
Yes. I was like, I just knew there was going to be a story with the Mexican heiress. Like, I just knew it. Like, it was like, they're bound to fall in love.
So. Exactly. And her women are also so strong, much like Cherice Reed's women. Like, they're just these heroines that you can totally support. You want to be them. You want to be friends with them. So I love that they get their happily ever afters with Angelina.
Yes, this is awesome. All right, so let's switch things a little bit. So let's talk about your reading taste. When it comes to romance, what is your favorite trope?
So my all-time favorite trope is enemies to lovers. I am 100% a sucker for the intense chemistry that comes from characters walking that extremely fine line between love and hate. Forced proximity is like a really close second, same with workplace romance. I love all three of those.
I love this. What is your least favorite trope?
This one's so tough because, like, I feel like in the right author's hands, like, all romance tropes can be so wonderful and become my new favorite romance trope. I think the one that I probably read the least right now is Marriage in Trouble. So I'd have to say that maybe that's my current least favorite trope. Like I said, it's only because I read it the least, and I tend to prefer to watch couples fall in love for the first time. Mm-hmm. So usually with a Marriage in Trouble, you're catching them, like, later on, and it's a bit different than the reunion romance because usually there was something that separated them for so long. So that's kind of my hesitation with Marriage in Trouble. But like I said, the right author could totally make me love it and make it my new number one.
Yeah, there's quite a few good Marriage in Trouble, but I have to say, like, it depends on the author and depends on how they take on, because there have been other times where it's like, oh, it's a mess, you know, so, but there's something to be said about the whole process of, like, you know, will they get divorced, or they won't get divorced, how do they fall in love again, and just the whole process, and, you know, would they communicate, and they go through the different things.
So. Exactly.
Let's see, which books have you read in the past few months that you recommend?
So I like to think I was a genius by planning my reading this way. So I read Here to Stay by Adriana Herrera and You Had Me at Ola by Alexis Daria back to back. And so that was probably the best decision I've ever made in my whole entire life because they're just such powerhouse authors and I adore their writing so much. Both of them were absolutely incredible. Both of them are workplace romances. Here to Stay is enemies to lovers, and You Had Me at Ola is, you know, it's that forced proximity because they're co-stars. Julia and Rocco and then Jasmine and Ashton are just couple goals. I adored them both so much. And then this weekend, I had finally finished reading my ARC of Tools of Engagement by Tessa Bailey. And that one was an enemies to lovers, workplace romance, also really, really good. These are books that, like, I just didn't want to put it down. And, you know, when you finish them, you were sad that you finished it because you no longer got to spend time with these couples. Like, that's how I felt reading these books. They're just so wonderful. And especially with Here to Stay with Adriana, because I work with her. So, and I believe the announcement just went up on PubLunch a couple weeks ago, is that we're getting two more books in this Dating with Dallas series. So we will get more from the Gotham Exiles Club, which is another amazing friend group. So I'm super excited to see what she comes up with for the next two books because Here to Stay just blew it out of the water. She's just so wonderful.
Yeah, Here to Stay was just amazing. Like, I think it just got a taste of, you know, we love her, Adriana, but not in New York, but setting up in Dallas and having the New York found family of, like, those exiles, like, you know, just connecting with each other and just having the social justice. Like, it was just like, it was a dream. Like, I think it was just like one of those books that was like, it just hit every single point and exactly. It was really good.
Yeah. So I know she's going to do wonderful things with the next two, but yeah, the Here to Stay is one I'm definitely going to be rereading in the near future. It's that good.
So tell us where we can find you online.
So you can find me on Twitter. That's where I'm most active, at Stephanie Zogis. So follow me there. I'm usually tweeting like Keanu GIFs and talking about what I'm watching on TV.
That's awesome. Thank you, Stephanie, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so great chatting.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.